This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, over in the land of what's on TV tonight for 6.5 million households in this economy, it is not CBS, thanks to an argument between the network and AT&T, owner of the U-verse cable service and DirecTV. The contract between the two in question expired over the weekend, and the two sides are still haggling over how much CBS's programming and the audience that programming attracts is worth to AT&T. Carriage fees is the technical term you're looking for here. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has that one.
What we're seeing play out here is basically a game of chicken over how much AT&T owes CBS. The question is, who's going to blink first? CBS is the most watched TV network in the country, and it's trying to use that fact to squeeze more money out of AT&T.
This is a strong-arm tactic. It's a very competitive move.
Maurice Schweitzer is an expert on negotiation at the Wharton School, and he thinks CBS has the power here.
Before CBS pulled this move, I'm sure that they ran numbers to figure out that they had a lot of leverage.
There's a lot on the line for both companies. AT&T could lose subscribers. It also needs to control costs so it can pay down all the debt it's taken on lately to do things like buy Time Warner. CBS wants to get as much as it can out of AT&T without losing viewers or advertisers. But Brad Adgate, a media consultant in Cambridge, Massachusetts, says there's no real rush for either company to settle this until September.
So I think then you'll start to see a little bit of concern on if this is going to get settled in time for the football season so I can watch, you know, the New England Patriots and other football games on the network.
Live sports are still a big moneymaker for TV networks. Adgate says we may never know which company blinked first. Once CBS and AT&T come to an agreement, the details will probably be private. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.